Мейшана Нажаро!
Всак четвертик з ютрай разом заднього в місяці.
Важкі посипнажі.
Найбольші мецошульці.
П'яне невісте.
Антихерої.
Чорне овце.
Сліпі камермани.
Точні асисти.
Розігране нюне.
То са згоди, які пише Жуляне.
З великими чергами.
Тихо, Нико.
Гаоя.
Тихо, Нико.
Гаоя.
Тихо, Нико.
Danes bomo v oddaji Mešano na žaru predstavili italijansko Dark and Crust, apokaliptično zasedbo The Secret, ki prihaja iz Trsta in nas je že drugič letos obiskala nazadnje na Trnfestu avgusta v Ljubljani. Tam sem se pogovarjal s pevcem Markom, s kitaristom Majkom. Preden pa bomo seveda poslušali, kaj imata povedati Tržačana, bomo slišali epsko morbidni komad Cross Builder iz albuma Solve et Coagula, ki je izšel letos.
Mike and Marko, welcome to Slovenia once again. I know that you played with Hatebreed. I saw you. That was a hell of a show. I was really surprised with your music. But now you're on tour with Tombs. How is this tour been going?
Oh, it's been great actually. We played one show with Tombs, like I think 3 years ago, yeah. in Vicenza.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, fuck, these guys are great, and we're like starting to talk each other about the tour together, and mm-hmm. finally it happened.
So yeah, we really wanted to do like this thing since like 2 or 3 years,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and finally, I mean, we had a new record out last year, and they have a new record out like this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we both like wanted to tour Europe, and it's been like the chance to do it together. It's been great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, I want also to talk to you. This is your newest album, Solve et Coagula. It is out on Southern Lord Records. First of all, I must ask, how is it for an Italian band, for a European band, to even come to a label like Southern Lord?
Awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
How did it happen?
We recorded a demo CD in our practice space. It was like 3-4 songs.
Mm-hmm.
We just like ship a copy mm-hmm. to Greg Anderson, the guy who owns Southern Lord. And after like a week or something, he contacted us saying that he really loved our sound and he really wanted to work with us.
Mm-hmm.
And
we were stoked.
Yeah, we were like so great.
I called Mike because I read the email first, like it was like 3 in the night.
In the morning.
And I just called him, he was sleeping. I called, okay, check the mail please. And then like, he called me back and he was like, is this serious or do you think it's a joke or something?
Mm-hmm.
So we were really, really happy.
Yeah, I mean, we've been fans of the label since forever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of weird because before, like, until like a year ago or something, they weren't like very used to release a lot of faster music.
Yeah.
They were like most popular for
Doom
stuff or drone, some underground black metal. So it was like very surprising for us to see that mm-hmm. they are like interested in our kind of stuff. But I mean, so far it's been awesome. Like Greg Anderson is a great guy. He's someone, I mean, he's a musician, so he can't really
yeah.
understand what it's like to play in a band. Like, mm-hmm. you know,
I bet that first riff when you start with the album and live show, that was the reason. That riff is destroying everything. It's like totally sun, you know? It's like, wow.
Thanks, man.
It's like destruction, totally. I have to ask, this album, where did inspiration come from? I mean, it's really, in a way, it is cold album, but still it's very powerful, it's very chaotic, and I just must say, I'm not used to it from Italian music, although you guys have Yakula, you have Bulldozer, you have all that dark and stuff, but still, it's like you came, like you're in the wrong country, you should be from the US or something. Where did this music come from that you created?
I don't know, basically, like, there is no real scene where we live in Trieste.
Mm-hmm.
But now things are a little bit changing slowly, but like, when we started, it was like, we were probably the only band playing heavy music in town.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, we always like wanted to do our own thing, not caring much about like sounding like any other band.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I mean, I think that we pretty much all grew up as metal kids,
mm-hmm.
and then we started like listening to hardcore when we were like 16 or something. We started going to DIY shows,
mm-hmm.
going to squats, but we definitely have like a metal background.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I don't know, I think that's why we sound like this.
Uh-huh,
I mean,
okay.
It's,
where is the inspiration for the lyrics coming from? What is it hidden behind the title Solve et Coagula? In what context is it used?
Actually, Solve et Coagula means like dissolve and coagulate.
Mm-hmm.
It would be basically like destroy and rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty much like what we wanted, you know, like,
is it something that you wanted to like end something from the past and
no,
start
not,
something
not
new,
basically
or?
For like our thing, it's more like a vision of what we have, like I don't know, like the things that are happening right now in our country, in Italy, pretty much that is the main reason. Of,
everything is so fucked up now that we really feel like there is a need for like a total like new beginning, and we still wanted like to add like a dark title, something like something like it was dark and it fit well with the image and the music of the band.
But the symbolics that you use seem like they're connected more to the religious stuff. I see you when you even guys when you play live, you show the middle finger to the heavens. You have the goat on the. I mean, is it because like Italy is the country with the Pope and everything?
Yeah,
like that?
It's not. It's not just like that. It's like we like. We can face the thing that people are so blind to some kind of stuff. Like, I personally don't have anything. Like, I don't have problem if something if someone believes in something. I don't care. But like, people become so blind after that. Like, they can't see over that. You know. So that's and then becomes a problem after that. So.
I think we just don't like a dogmatic kind of belief in stuff, you know, and Catholic religion is all about like, I know, things are like this and you have to accept it. We're not gonna tell you the reason why. It's like this, so you have to follow these rules, even if that like those rules don't really matter anything, you know? And I really believe that Christian religion, especially Catholicism are like, I mean, a big problem like in Italian culture. You know, a lot of people just like, I don't know, it's very weird. People just care about the surface of things.
Yeah.
There is a lot of hypocrisy. I mean, so people just want like everything to appear good on the surface, and then they basically...
Yeah, people in Italy like snort cocaine and go
to the church
and go to the church
it's a new spiritual approach.
This is fucked up, you know. And like people, if a politician say, okay, I'm Christian, I'm Catholic, so people vote for him because he's Catholic. This is fucked up. It's not a good thing. It's not like a. It's not positive for anyone and for the future or our lives and everything. I don't want to live there anymore, actually. I'm thinking about moving somewhere else because I don't like the place where I live.
I mean, it's a beautiful country, but the cultural situation is so fucked up now. That is, I mean, at least in my opinion, it's kind of hopeless. I mean, I don't see like things getting better in a few years. Maybe, I don't know, maybe in 15 years, but the next 5 years are gonna suck really bad. I mean, it's, people are now just, I mean, kind of, they started noticing that our premier, like Berlusconi, hasn't done like a good job, I did a terrible job, and it's very clear. But like a third of Italian population are still like trusting him, and they're just voting because I don't know. He's always like promising stupid stuff.
It's never ending. It's never ending.
He has a charisma, I guess, but that's it, right?
Italian people have always been like attracted by like strong man with a lot of charisma, but like the first was like Benito Mussolini, you know? So I mean, and it took Italy to total destruction. I mean, after World War II, Italy was like one of the poorest countries in Europe. So I mean, and then after like, I don't know, 40 years, we had like Bettino Craxi during the 80s. And he basically, I don't know, he did pretty much the same thing. He started like preaching stuff, but he was like totally acting on the opposite side. And that's exactly what Silvio Berlusconi is doing. I mean, he claims to be like a Christian. He claims to be like to have like very strong moral beliefs.
But family and...
Yeah.
Neil. Sorry.
He's always talking about family, that kind of bullshit, but actually, I mean, He's doing parties with hookers and
yeah, stuff like that. And people like this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's unacceptable to me.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. I mean, I think that everybody can do whatever he wants, but at the same time, you can really preach something and then like.
Mm-hmm.
Do the opposite. I mean, it's just bad for everyone.
Also, if you're like someone that have like a high like
position, you mean?
Yeah.
Profile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Hey, can I ask you guys where does the name The Secret come from? I know because some people told me that you were previously known as From the Dying Sky.
It was an other band, basically. Uh-huh. I mean, it was me and other guys. Then he joined the band when we were like, we basically changed a lot. So,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
By the way, the name has no, I mean, I know it's a bad answer, but he has like no real meaning. I mean, we were like young and we were looking for a cool name. So I know The Secret like sounded different from all the bands that started like in early
mm-hmm.
2000.
Mm-hmm.
Every band had a very long name. So we wanted like to do something. I think we wanted to sound like mysterious or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We don't really like the name anymore, but I mean.
But it's grown now, right?
Yeah, I mean it's too late to change it. So I mean it's okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But actually, there's like no secret meaning behind it.
Okay, can you tell me you're finishing this tour tomorrow at your hometown in the club Ethnoblog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What will you guys do then after this tour? Are there now any experiences that you gained that will now influence on your creativity? Like, will you create something like an EP sooner, or I don't know?
I mean, we're probably gonna
like
do a split 7-inch with a band.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, it's not official, so unfortunately, we can't really talk about it that
okay.
much. But we're doing it like it's probably gonna be like a 1 or 2 songs kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing it with a band that we really like, and they're pretty much friend of us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's probably gonna come out on Southern Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that from next week, we're gonna start like writing new stuff for an upcoming new LP.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know, we're not like talking about trying to tour more
mm-hmm.
with this record. So, I mean, we have like a bunch of non-confirmed stuff coming on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
By the way, we have some shows. We're definitely gonna play some shows in Italy during the fall, winter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I think we're gonna try to calm down a little bit until like next. Early 2012, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We just want to focus on writing new stuff, and we'd like to go to record April, May,
mm-hmm.
maybe next year.
Okay.
And then start like touring again.
Okay, and this is the last question. You both are covered in tattoos. You have goat on your record. You play blasphemous music, I guess. Do you have any kind of problem with older people in Italy or the people that come from the church and walk by your bar and see you? Something like that.
We don't go to the bar.
Okay, if you don't go to the bar, then you have to get a library or something.
I mean, I don't know. I know it doesn't sound cool, but I fucking hate most old people.
there are definitely
some good people, but like most of them, I don't know. They're just like really hypocrite. They just look on the way you look, and
it's still a taboo, like having tattoos and stuff like that. It's like for some people, it's still a taboo. Like people think that we're like. We got
bad people just because
people.
You have tattoos. I mean, it's just stupid.
They probably think that we got drug problems or stuff like that, but it's not like that. We're probably the easiest guys.
I mean,
you have any problems getting jobs considering that like you cannot hide these tattoos to your neck?
We're lucky, actually. Me and Mike are lucky.
Yeah,
so.
we both work with our families,
uh-huh.
Yeah. So they can really fire us.
I mean, I work for a building company,
uh-huh.
And I'm a technical drawer
uh-huh.
for prints and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I have to go to work with a shirt,
long sleeves.
But like everybody knows about tattoos. They don't care, actually.
Yeah.
No one's scared. Just my dad, actually. Whatever.
Even he has, I bet, he has like big Celtic cross on the back or something.
Cool.
He just didn't share it with you.
I mean, my father is a metalhead, so he doesn't really care about anything. He used to have like long hair in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Never really... I mean, it's never been a problem for me. Like, I was... I can look the way I want.
Yeah.
It's never been a problem with my family.
Mm-hmm.
They're very, very open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
So...
He's more lucky than me. My parents not like their parents.
His parents are not like very open-minded.
Nah.
They're more like old-fashioned. And
yeah.
But they're a true influence to you.
Yeah, exactly. It's like one of the influence that helps me to write stuff sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I can see them and it's somehow is like something that I don't want to become, you know. But
mm-hmm.
I mean I love my parents, then
I get it,
but I don't want to become like them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I would like to say thank you for taking your time.
Thank you.
I hope you will enjoy the show and good luck with the rest of the tour.
Thanks.
Do you have any last notes for the... I bet there will be tons of even more fans from today on.
We hope so. Yeah, just I don't know. If you guys don't know the band Tombs, just check it out because they're great. They're our brothers and they make great music. So.
Yeah.
Tako, tole so bili The Secret, vodaj mešano na žaru, z njimi sem se pogovarjal in tole nekako tudi vodil tegla. Naslednji teden pa mislim, da bojo kuhali.
Bolj jedel.
Bolj jedel. No, pol bojo pa bolj jedel naslednji teden. Tako, čau. Čau.
Čau.
Mešano na žaru.
Vsak četrtek zjutraj, razen zadnjega v meseci.
Vaški posebna žej.
Najboljši med sošulci.
Ja, ne, ne veste.
Antiheruji.
Črne ovce.
Slijepi kamermani.
Točni, pasisti.
Razihrane nune.
To so zgodbe, ki jih piše življenje.
Z velikimi črkami.
Niko, niko.
Kao ja.
Niko, niko.
Kao ja.
Niko, niko.
Kao!